Hello and welcome out there. You're tuned to 3CR for a very special day of broadcasting for the Trans Day of Audibility. But before I start my segment, I just want to say a big thank you to Priya, who was on before me discussing all things trans people in sports. And today you're going to be with me, Elysium, for the next hour for the music segment of today. And we are very lucky to have the incredible Race Rage come in, have a little chat with us and perform live in studio. So thank you so much for coming. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hey.
So just to give our listeners a little bit of a background about you, Race Rage is a queer black radical rapper who is from or lives here currently. They infuse dark electronic hip hop with defiant punk energy and create really cool political protesting type raps that are based upon their live experiences. Just wanted to ask you, was there any other names apart from Race Rage, or was that the
Mini
big winner?
Is my other name?
No,
yeah.
Stage names. Did you just choose that straight away?
It used to be like my last name that I used. Like, I'd just be like Mini Race Rage. So yeah, I'll just use Race Rage. Yeah.
No brainer. That was your performance name.
Yo. But everyone always gets it wrong. People are always like Rasserage or Racer Age. I'm like, oh my God.
No, I was personally doing the second one of those pronunciations. I am dyslexic, so I'll give myself a bit of grace there. All right, because that was definitely a question on my mind. I'm like, where'd you get this name from? I don't know the history behind it, but
I guess it's just kind of like what inspires me to write is always from a place of like rage. It's usually about racist shit, so it kind of made sense. Yeah,
fair enough. Well, that brings me to the next question about what kind of inspires your lyrics behind these songs?
I guess like generally I write from kind of a place of catharsis and sort of, generally being pissed off about something, and then I'll sit down and write a thing. Really just injustice in general, like kind of just what's going on in my world or what I'm seeing going on in my community, stuff like that. Yeah, that's kind of like my main inspiration really.
Cool. And what's your process? Do you start off with the beat and add the lyrics? Do you have the lyrics and then find the right beat? How do you work?
Yeah, kind of depends. Hey, like I don't make beats. I'm like completely hopeless with technology. So kind of like sometimes I'll just sit down and just like write, you know, kind of like a couple of verses or something like that will come to me, and then I'll like reach out to people I collaborate with and be like, hey, can I have a beat? We'll kind of like listen to a few things until it sort of works. Other times, I'll kind of start with a beat and then try to do something to fit it. But yeah, I think it's usually the other way around. I think it's usually I kind of start with a concept and then I'm like, oh, I need a beat for this or something. Yeah. And then I'll kind of like listen to a beat and just sort of be able to hear in my head like da 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 or something, like what the sort of like how the vocal like cadence or whatever like rhythm would go over it, and then try to like mold to that kind of thing. Yeah.
Cool. So you collab obviously a lot.
Yeah.
Who are your favorite people to collab with?
Who would you like to share
with us?
Yeah. One of my favorite people to collaborate with is Simo Su, who's this deadly queer NB kind of rap noise sort of person. They're the most prolific person I've ever worked with. So like, yeah, they're always just like, here's 48 beats I made yesterday or something like that. So I'm always like, whoa, always so impressed, because I feel like, I really have to be in the right headspace to create. But they're just constantly pushing out like another 5 EPs. I'm like, how do you do that? It was really incredible to work with Jamaica Moana, who's Maori trans femme, incredible artist and Vogue performer and model up in Gadigal country. One of my really close friends, Sasshound, who's a Wiradjuri artist. I don't know where they live now, but they're always really incredible collab with. And my best friend Katie Spitt, I feel like she kind of started me down the music road, really, because like I used to sort of do spoken word initially and like the occasional like parody song kind of thing. But yeah, I was sort of like doing karaoke with her and she was like, babe, like you actually could sing. Like, why don't you do backing vocals on my project? So I kind of started out doing that and then sort of got the confidence up to be like, oh, actually I can just put my spoken word kind of stuff to music and that sort of works. Yeah, and also Rebel Diaz, like I'm such a huge fan of them. Like, yeah, the way they sort of incorporate their music and their activism together to do really deadly stuff. So yeah, when I kind of saw them the first time the first time I saw them come to NAMM, I saw them play at Loop Bar. I was just like, who the fuck are these guys? Like, they're incredible. And then when I heard they were coming back again, like I met them at like a workshop they'd done after their performance and then kind of reached out during lockdown when I got like a grant to work on my album and was like, oh my God, I actually have money to offer people to like do music. That's so rad. And yeah, so they collaborated on my track Copwatch and that was just like a total dream come true. Like I was not expecting that. So yeah, that's like been probably my favorite collab of all time. I was like, shit, I can't believe I got to work with them.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you've definitely got a little tight-knit group of people that you keep going back and forth.
Yeah, generally, yeah, kind of like little sort of like, yeah, queer trans community across like Melbourne, Sydney kind of thing. Yeah.
Cool. And obviously they know what you're doing and your style. So I guess it's kind of easy for them to prepare.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Going back to the spoken word thing, because yeah, you initially kind of got into music through spoken word.
Yeah.
And I can kind of hear that in the lyrics that, yeah, they do kind of sound spoken word style rather than, you know, singer-songwriter style.
Yeah, definitely.
What's the difference between writing something for spoken word and performing spoken word and then compared to, yeah, musically performing?
I feel like you can put a lot more emphasis on the bit you want people to take away from spoken word. Like I feel like you can use sort of spacing and silence and emphasis in a way. I mean, I guess you kind of can in music as well, but like with music, I feel like people can kind of access it in a way that they sort of take what they want from it. But spoken word, you can very be like, listen to this bit kind of thing. Or like, you know, you can really draw a lot more emphasis. So I think that's sort of different. And yeah, I think like spoken word, obviously, it's a very different experience. Like you kind of have to receive it in person to kind of get the full vibe of it, whereas music, you know, obviously it's kind of different watching a performance or something like that, but you can kind of listen to it on your own time and gain the same meaning from it. So yeah, I feel like spoken word is very much like a kind of personal interaction between you and the audience, that yeah, music is like people can kind of take it away and have their own experience away from you. Yeah
fair enough. They can get a bit lost in everything else that's going on.
Yeah, definitely.
Whereas spoken words, like, right in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Do you still perform spoken word at all?
Kind of rarely. Yeah, not very often. Occasionally. Like, sort of more so when someone kind of reaches out to me and is like, oh, do you want to do this, like, thing for a poetry night? I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll make a thing. Or sometimes I've, like, kind of tweaked songs and kind of made them into spoken word pieces as well, like with Speechopia. Yeah, so not really, like it's kind of not my main focus anymore, but I do really love doing it still when I get the chance. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful art form. So yeah. Continue, yeah. I think. tell me about being in the music scene.
Yeah. Like I feel like I'm very sort of, I don't know, like it's funny to think of myself being in the music scene. Like I feel like I'm kind of in this tiny community that's kind of, yeah, like I sort of don't really think of myself as being in the hip hop scene very much. Like I'm very much more kind of in a community of artists that are like all different genres, but more like kind of based on identity or based on shared politics. So yeah, I love that. I kind of love being in like the really small sort of underground queer music scene community, you know, local to NAMM. And yeah, like it's kind of harder lately because there's so many less live music venues and less kind of opportunities to perform. Like I feel like a couple years back, like I was just kind of doing shows all the time and there were so many more venues and so many more opportunities for kind of smaller artists that that are not necessarily putting on commercially viable shows. But like, yeah, as kind of, I guess, for a lot of reasons, there's certain venues we've had to boycott, certain like festivals we've had to boycott. Well, don't have to, but like, you know, have to do things in line with your politics. So it is kind of a lot harder these days, with venues getting shut down and fucking nightmare Zionist festivals. But yeah, like, you know, I do really value being in a community of creative people that share my values. So that's always like the most important thing to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure everyone's eager to hear some music from you.
Yeah, it does.
So yeah, let's go to a little break and we're going to have Race Rage perform a few songs for us live. Could you introduce us the first song?
Yeah, this track is called Divine Melanin. It's a song that I wrote for my little sibling. It used to be called Black Girl Magic, but they're trans, I'm trans, neither of us are girls. So I kind of changed the name to be a bit more in line with what I was trying to talk about, which is just kind of the blessing that like kind of having a racialized body with features that, you know, are passed down from our ancestors, you know, like what, how important that is and how that isn't represented in white supremacist notions of beauty. But yeah, just kind of valuing that. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Can't wait to hear it. Stay tuned and we're going to have them right after the break.
Transgender people have faced political violence and scapegoating in the last few years. From threats to our healthcare, threats of deportation, to a massive increase in hate crimes, the trans and gender diverse community is facing attacks from all directions.
That is why this Trans Day of Visibility, we are banding together as a community and fighting back with our Trans Day of Action. Our protest in Melbourne is one part of a coordinated National Day of Action right across the country.
In every state and territory, we are showcasing our strength, resilience, and refusal to be taken for granted.
We are joining together with unions, decarceration groups, pro-Palestine groups, Indigenous rights groups, and more because our struggle is united. We refuse to have our movement appropriated to justify genocide. We demand an end to American influence on our rights and complete liberation for all.
Our demands are simple. No rights to discriminate. No pride in detention. No pride in stolen land. Expand trans healthcare. Communities, not cops.
We invite everyone to stand in solidarity and take our movement back.
Visibility without protections is violence.
This Trans Day of Visibility, our protection comes from community, and we are demanding action.
Join us at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, 31st of March, at State Library.
Bring your friends, flags, and banners. See you there. Trans Day of Revenge! Trans Day of Revenge! Trans Day! The organisers of the Trans Day of Action proudly support 3CR.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to 3CR for the Trans Day of Audibility, and we've got Race Rage here about to give us a few live songs in the studio. So welcome. Thank you so much. And here we go.
Blacker the berry, sweeter the fruit. We're not for your consumption, but we're looking cute. Blacker the berry, sweeter the fruit. We're not for your consumption, but we're looking cute. This you can dispute. Black girl magic, brown queen. White supremacist beauty has been. Black girl magic, brown queens, white supremacist beauty standards has been. If beauty ain't what we see, the concepts are enemy. If beauty ain't what we are, by definition it's gone scar. It's gone scar, by definition.
finish and it's gone, scar. If beauty ain't what we see, the concept's our enemy. If beauty ain't what we are, by definition it's gone, scar. It's gone, scar. By definition it's gone, scar. In our flesh, I hear our ancestors speak. The curve of your thighs, the chub of my cheeks. In our flesh, I hear our ancestors speak. Divine melanin, the gift of our kin. In our flesh, I hear our ancestors speak. The curve of your thighs, the chub of my cheeks. In our flesh, I hear our ancestors speak. Divine melanin, the gift of our kin. Black girl magic, brown queens, what supremacist beauty has been. Black girl magic, brown queens, what supremacist beauty standards has been. Divine melanin, the gift of our kin. Your boy Race Rage, Jamaica Moana. Do you remember about our struggle when the 27 hits? When that post that you retweeted starts a dwindling like so shit? When the dopamine's receded from those validating clicks? You're looking for what's trending and on brand, you pulled a dip, dip.
The different opposition's not the same.
The kudos versus Goskin in the game.
Come back out when the shit brings down the pain.
The weather friends that vanish in the rain.
A party of performativity.
Simple slick with tokenistically.
Attention seeking kinda sickens me.
Put your back into some authenticity. We don't want no lukewarm allies, we want an accomplice. Comrades come to do the work we want to accomplish. Liberation bound up, no agenda here, subconscious. Respecting our autonomy, our sovereignty encompass.
To the work, to the labor.
It's
the
not
labor.
My job to hold your
to
hand.
To the labor, to
I
the
don't
labor,
educate
to the work,
on demand.
To the work, to the labor, to the labor.
Google can
to
be
the
your
work,
best friend.
To the labor, to
intent
the labor,
don't mean shit
to the work,
in the
to the work, to the labor,
labor,
to the labor,
labor,
to the work,
work.
To the work.
What?
To the labor,
labor,
labor, to the work.
What?
To the labor,
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 what?
To the
labor,
labor,
what?
To the work.
What?
To the labor,
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 what?
To the work.
What?
To the labor,
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 what? This allyship you're trying on. Collect black friends like Pokemon. This Jigglypuff is hella sick of being touted as the mouthy one. Click to visit, are you in it for the clout? Are your actions matching Polly Teacher's mouth? Did you even read the article before you liked it, shared it, echoed silent shout? We don't want no lukewarm allies, we want an accomplice. To do the work we want to accomplish. Liberation bound up, agenda here, subconscious.
Respecting our autonomy,
our sovereignty encompassed.
Now I know there are people that need to educate themselves
just a little bit.
Actually, a lot. Race Rage, let's do this.
Yeah.
Standing proud and yes, it's hard to miss. Always bowing to indigenous. For you, empathy is intricate. Understanding is so intimate. Couldn't see, but now you're fixing it. Performativity, your time
that's
to quit.
Right.
The feeling's real, it makes it adequate.
If it's genuine, immaculate.
I've been over here and I've been doing all of that. All these people say they're for it, but I tell them go relax. It's happy at the front, but I be pushing to the back. They be always taking from us like I'm dealing with my tax. How you over here and say you on the same page? Never uncommitted, never stay engaged. Always do the most, keeping us in range.
Welcome to Millennium Project Race Rage. We don't want no lukewarm allies. We want an accomplice to do the work we want to accomplish. Liberation bound up, no agenda here. Our sovereignty encompass.
To the work.
To the labor. It's not my job to hold your hand.
To the labor.
I don't educate on demand.
To the labor.
Who can be your best friend?
To the work.
Thank you so much for that amazing performance. We're going to go to a little break and come right back. Stay locked to 3CR.
Come on down to the Lusty Lather. Vixen, Victoria's peer sex worker org, is holding a sexy car wash to get you frothing. Sex workers in Victoria rely on Vixen's Mutual Aid Crisis Fund to get through hard times, but right now it's empty. Last year, the Sex Worker Crisis Fund supported sex workers in need with the cash to access phones, crisis accommodation, transport, healthcare costs, bills, and more. To top it back up while having some fun, we're holding the Lusty Lather Car Wash. Get your car or bike washed by some wet and soapy babes. Then stick around for our sausage sizzle and spend some money at the merch stand. Sex workers and our 18 plus supporters join us on Saturday, April 5th, 1 till 5 p.m. at Pony Club Gym, 488 High Street, Preston. Want to volunteer on the day? Email Vixen at info@vixen.org.au. Or if you want to donate but can't make it to the event, go to givenow.com.au/Vixen. We'll catch you at the car wash. Vixen is a proud supporter of 3CR.
Trans Family is a not-for-profit organization providing a peer support group for loved ones, including parents, siblings, extended family, and friends of a trans and gender diverse person. Trans Family runs discussion groups in person and online. We offer a safe space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your situation, and provide peer support. We are especially keen to hear from loved ones in regional and rural Victoria. Donations to Trans Family are tax deductible. For more information, visit transfamily.org.au or look for us on Facebook. Trans Family is a 3CR supporter.
Welcome back to 3CR. You're listening to the Trans Day of Audibility. You're with me, Elysium, hosting the next hour, and we've just had the amazing Race Rage perform live in the studio at 3CR. Thank you so much for performing. It was wonderful.
No, my pleasure. Hey, thanks for having me.
How does it feel performing in the 3CR studios? A bit underwhelming, overwhelming?
No, it was fun. I performed, like, I think I performed here, like, ages ago, like maybe like 5 years ago or something. So it's nice to be back. Also, I do a radio show here, so I'm used to being in the studio. But not this studio. I don't know how to run this one. So yeah. I'm very impressed that you'll know how to do this bit.
Oh, no, I got the quick show how to do just before. Cool. So tell us a little bit more about what else you do in your life, other stuff that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, like I do radio here at 3CR. I'm on Satellite Skies on the Soundtrack to Revolution week with Izzy, Bass Mama. Yeah, I like to get involved with like organizing stuff, been doing stuff up at Camp Sovereignty with Uncle Robbie and the BPU crew up there. Yeah, been involved with the organizing crew of Trans Day of Action recently. I garden, I hang out with my cats. I do art. Yeah, that's pretty much me.
Cool. Talk to us a little bit more on the activism and Trans Day of Action involvement.
Yeah. So, like, I've kind of gotten involved a bit late in the game with the Trans Day of Action. Like, I've been getting involved with some of the sort of queer and trans protests against like the whole sort of turf rhetoric, and last year doing some kind of community defense for young people's you know, events that all the cookers were trying to protest. So yeah, that's something I'm really passionate about, kind of seeing how quickly things are going backwards, you know, as a trans person. My partner's a trans person that needs access to, you know, gender-affirming healthcare. And it's just kind of terrifying to what's happening around the world at the moment, and how quickly it's devolved there, you know, how quickly it's becoming to completely okay for people to like outrightly hate us and, you know, want to limit our access to healthcare, public life, like everything. So yeah, I just feel really passionately that it's important that we organize now and try to stop shit devolving to like complete outright fascism like it is, you know, elsewhere in the world right now. So yeah, I think it's really important to kind of organize with your community, and that's sort of what the Trans Day of Action is about. It's a coordinated effort of, you know, trans and gender diverse folks all across this continent, sort of trying to, yeah, organize a response and put our demands out there for Trans Day visibility. You know, I think we're like sort of in a weird place at the moment where we are visible. We're super fucking visible. But yeah, visibility without any kind of protection is violence against us. So, you know, we really have to kind of fight to defend our rights, to expand our rights, and for all of the struggles that, you know, intersect with trans and queer liberation.
Yeah. You're obviously heavily involved in this kind of stuff, but for people out there that are allies,
yeah,
how can they get involved?
You know, I think like coming along to, you know, rallies and supporting your, you know, trans and gender diverse communities is really important, but also kind of what you do in your day-to-day life has a massive impact on the trans people around you. Like, you know, just kind of calling shit out when it happens around you. I think it's kind of hard because we're such a small percentage of the population that when we're kind of being made like the scapegoat for every fucking societal situation, people aren't seeing us in these humanized ways because they don't think they have trans or gender diverse people in their lives. So, you know, or people that give a shit about trans and gender diverse people. So, you know, kind of stopping those conversations, like interrupting bullshit, not laughing along, and kind of, you know, fighting for what's actually just universal healthcare and to defend that is just really important. And yeah, like, you know, our shit doesn't involve you, it doesn't affect you, like, why do you care?
Yeah, it's a bit like that, isn't it? So in terms of how do we move forward from here as a community, how do we prevent anything more negative happening to this body and community of people? What's your advice?
It's a big question. I think just by organizing, like, we are the ones that keep us safe. Like, our networks of mutual aid have always been the lifelines for our community, and I think we're going to be depending on that more and more. So kind of, you know, connecting with people in real life, like, it's really important. And I know a lot of people, you know, in remote and regional areas are really, can be really isolated. And you can feel like the only person, you know, going through this experience in your community. But organizing online, but especially in person, you know, like checking in with each other, like, you know, if you know ways to get, you know, healthcare to people, do that. Yeah, I think, but also making sure that we're not acting in a silo. Like, there are so many movements and struggles right now that are, like, you know, marching, that are making their demands heard as well. I think we can't get bogged down in just, like, our struggle as an individual struggle. I think, you know, standing in solidarity with other communities is what strengthens and builds coalitions. So, you know, showing up for Palestine, showing up for, you know, Black sovereignty, showing up for, like, reproductive justice, because trans healthcare is also reproductive justice. But, you know, when we see people trying to repeal abortion stuff, like, just getting out there in the streets and making your demands heard, I think direct action can be really powerful. And yeah, like, if it comes to it, withholding our fucking labor, like, you know, if it gets to a point that the powers that be aren't listening, you know, general strikes work, like, that's helpful too. So I think, you know, like, a diversity of tactics, staying visible, keeping talking about what's important, and not sort of watering down or compromising on our demands and what we need, to kind of fit the mainstream or something. Not, you know, I think it's so important that the, like, queer community, the gay and lesbian and bi community, don't throw trans people under the bus for crumbs of respectability, or to be like, oh, you know, distancing themselves, like we're seeing, you know, places like Pink News and stuff, like, being like, oh, we're just gonna, like, not discuss trans issues so that we can keep our money or whatever the fuck. Like, you know, I think it's so important that we focus on, like, the most vulnerable of us having their needs met before, like, throwing someone under the bus just to be like, oh, well, they'll accept us if we don't include trans struggle. They won't, you know, repeal gay marriage if we just, like, don't try to demand that young people have gender-affirming care. You know, like, I think not letting the conversation move further right is really vital.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, tell the listeners how they can get to the protest, what time it's at.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Trans Day of Action down here in NAM is happening on Monday, March the 31st. Get down to State Library at 5:30. There's going to be a huge diversity of speakers talking on a whole range of issues about our demands. The main things we're fighting for is no right to discriminate, which is talking about eliminating legal discrimination against trans and gender diverse people. No pride in detention. We're demanding the abolishment of prisons and mandatory detention. There's a lot of Asian trans migrant sex workers that are being held in Villawood and being held in detention at the moment, with raids happening under Operation Inglenook. So that's a huge demand. No pride in stolen land. Obviously, queer liberation doesn't exist if we don't also fight for decolonization and Aboriginal sovereignty. Expanding trans healthcare, not just defending what we have now, but demanding universal healthcare for all, which includes gender affirming care. And yeah, fighting for communities, not cops. We're the ones that keep us safe. So we really need to fight to abolish the police.
That's awesome. So yes, as you've stated, it doesn't matter if you're not a trans person yourself, you're not a non-binary person. If you're an ally in any way and you can show your support, get down to this protest and show trans people and everyone else that you're with them. All right. Now I guess I'm going to ask you a little bit more about music.
Yeah.
Tell us, who should we be listening to? Can you show us some of your favourite non-binary and trans artists?
Absolutely. When we hear this, I will have just played a show last night, a fundraiser by the Northern Sharps called Trans Day of Vengeance. And so I am really inspired by the song Trans Day of Vengeance by Gloss, an incredible trans femme punk band from the US. You probably heard it on the ad earlier because I put it on the ad for the Trans Day of Action too, because I'm like, that's the energy we need to be bringing. I will hear that in a sec.
All right, great.
Targeted colonialism, marketing the right for us just to exist shouldn't be an argument. Catch us walking down the street, flowing, glowing, sparkling, resisting against the system. Our existence is a monument. Men want to touch us, but behind closed doors, love us in secrecy. Don't we deserve much more? I'm not your experiment, like new worlds to explore. Nothing's new to us, cause we were here before. Which culture you think invented gayness? I could never tell you, cause it's ancient. Transphobia isn't native to First Nations. Homophobia's white supremacy invasion. You must have respect for the ancient ways. I bet you're still hoping this is just a phase. I knew I was trans at an early age, coming out the womb when they misgendered me. You can't circumvent our happiness. Trans bodies have our beauty is immaculate. We are accurately, passionately fabulous. And wherever we exist is miraculous.
Having pride is nothing without inclusivity. They're trying to criminalize us just for being me. All these anti-trans bills, they hate us willingly. Transphobia rooted in white fragility. And all this started with colonization. Saw diversity of gender, then they started to hate us. Indigenous people, we had a different arrangement. And now we hate ourselves like some self-discrimination. Trans bodies are like temples, I could see you worshiping. Trans bodies sentimental, more beneath the surfaces. Trans bodies love each other and the love is permanent. Trans bodies will prevail and you cannot circumvent. You can't circumvent our happiness. Trans bodies, how our beauty is immaculate. We are accurately, passionately fabulous. And wherever we exist is miraculous. Why are trans people targeted? Colonialism marketing. The right for us just to exist shouldn't be an argument. Catch us walking down the street, flowing, glowing, sparkling. Resisting against the system, our existence is a monument.
Stay locked to 3CR.
Are you stressed about your home loan? Right now, more Victorians than ever are stressed about home loan repayments. If you're going through a period of temporary financial hardship, you can ask your lender for hardship assistance. Lenders can agree to reduce your interest rate, extend the term of your loan, freeze interest, put a temporary hold on payments, or reduce your payments. If you only own one property that you live in, and either you are affected by family violence or your household earnings are less than $75,000, contact Mortgage Stress Victoria for free help from a lawyer, social worker, or financial counsellor on 1800 572 292 or www.mortgagestress.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Welcome back to 3CR. You're listening to the broadcast for Trans Day of Audibility, and we are having a live to air today, and it is with Race Rage. They are also coming in and showing us a few of their favourite trans and non-binary artists. So what have you got next for us?
So before we had Trans 101 by Bobby Sanchez, who is an amazing American Peruvian native Wari person. Before that was Hetslayer with Trans People, who, when you're listening now, I would have been playing with them last night, and I'm sure they fucking killed it at the Trans Day of Vengeance fundraiser. And coming in before that was Gloss, Give Violence a Chance, not actually Trans Day of Revenge. I thought it was, but it was not. And coming up in a sec, we're going to hear one of my favorite folk punk bands, who are both two amazing trans girls, called Sister Wife Sex Strike. And this is their self-named track, Sister Wife Sex Strike, which is so funny. I love them so much. They're so hilarious. Yeah, let's listen.
Can't wait.
Well, me and the ladies were chatting about a problem I've been having. I ain't getting any while y'all been getting plenty. So we came up with a plan. Sit right there and listen to our demands. Sister wife sex drive. Sister wife long days of waiting. Finally got our hands a-shaking. Now that you've heard what we've said, let's all head off to our king-sized bed. Clam shake!
Perdi a paciência. Você finge não escutar. Abusa da minha inteligência. Mas eu tô ligada, seu processo é muito lento. Vou tentar te explicar mais uma vez o fundamento. E se você não aceitar, pode doer, pode machucar. Que eu nem lamento. Vai! Bicha travesti de um peito só. O cabelo arrastando no chão e na mão sangrando. Um coração. Bicha travesti de um peito só. O cabelo arrastando no chão e na mão sangrando. Um coração. O lance é muito simples, não tem nenhum mistério. Pode ir saindo com o pau entre as pernas. Acabou com seu império. Tô vendo de camarote o fim do seu reinado. Rindo muito da sua cara de cãozinho abandonado. Na verdade não dei de ideia. Te fiz uma bela surpresa. Quando tiver indo embora, não esquece. Deixa seu pau em cima da mesa, vai! Bicha travesti de um peito só. O cabelo arrastando no chão e na mão sangrando. Um coração. Bicha travesti de um peito só. O cabelo arrastando no chão e na mão sangrando. Um coração. Bicha travesti de um peito só. 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 Bicha só. Trava. Só. Bicha só. Trava. Só. Bicha. Trava. Só. Bicha só. Trava. Só. Só.
Thank you so much for playing us those amazing songs. Yeah, what was that last one? It was cool.
That was by Wiradjuri artist Sasshound, Painted Into a Palace. Yeah.
Awesome. But yeah, that brings us towards the end of our broadcast, our music part of the Trans Day of Audibility. And yeah, for the viewers and the listeners, well, the listeners, where can they find your music? Where can they see you play live? Because listening to your music on, yeah, online compared to having this little live performance, I really, really enjoyed your live performance. So, yeah,
where can, thank you.
Where can we see it live?
Yeah, stay tuned onto my Insta because I don't think I've got anything lined up in the next month or two. But hopefully we'll be playing again soon. And, yeah, you can find me in all the places, Spotify, Bandcamp, Race Rage or Race Rage Rhymes, I think I am on Bandcamp. Yeah, so R-A-C-E-R-A-G-E, Rhymes, R-H-Y-M-E-S. Yeah, that's me.
Cool. And that's for Instagram too, same handle?
Yeah, at Race Rage Rhymes.
Awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can find them there and keep up to date with all the good things that they're doing in the music world and in, yeah, other places with accessibility in other forms. So yeah, we're gonna finish it there and we are gonna pass it off next to, who is it, Queering the Air for the next hour of Trans Day of Audibility. And just a big reminder that if you can get to the State Library on the 31st, which is Monday at 5:30, and yeah, protest, that would be great. So take care, guys. Keep listening to 3CR and support trans rights.
Hello, this is Chloe Allison Escott of the Native Cats, and you are listening very closely, I hope, to 3CR.
Subscribe to 3CR. Where else can you hear radical news, analysis, music, and opinions? Go to 3cr.org.au/subscribe or call the station on 03 9419 8377.
Thank you, 3CR. We love you.
ACR's Trans Day of Audibility returns for its fourth year running, Sunday the 30th of March. Tune in from 12 noon to catch 6 hours of transgender voices, including musical performances from Race Rage and Shirker. Trans Day of Audibility, a day for us to be heard and not seen. 12 to 6pm, Sunday the 30th of March on 3CR.
your boy Race Rage, Jamaica Moana.
Hey, it's your boy Race Rage. You're here on 3CR 8:55 AM on Trans Day of Audibility. Make sure you get down to the Trans Day of Action tomorrow 5:30 at State Library. See you there.